وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. Now, we are looking at the human dignity. As we said, all other rights revolve around it. Now, there is no doubt that most of the political and articles written about the human rights and the rights of a human being from an Islamic perspective, or even the human charter in this regard, that it all revolves around trying to preserve or give the human his right. And they all agree on the fact that a human being has a dignity, right? That this human being is glorified. If he wasn't, we wouldn't have so much laws and so much charters trying to preserve his right. But then again, there was this argument with what is the source of this human rights? I mean, whether it is in the charter, human rights charter, or in Islam, is it, you know, from created from within the human being himself? Is it from outside the human being himself? From what dimension it is? What are the limitations of it? So we differed in this regard. When we look at the differences of, for example, the Islamic perspective of human rights and the human charter itself, which is made by the United Nations, even though the United Nations kind of took it from us, but we're not complaining as long as they apply it. I mean, they did not take it from us, but I mean from Islam, from the Quran, from the words of the Al-Bayt, alayhim salam. We come to realize that the differences is in terms when it comes to trying to identify a human being. The way Islam identifies a human being is different than how the human charter or the United Nations identify a human being. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identifies human beings, He says they are all the same. They are all equal, and the law needs to apply to them all with no discrimination. So, for example, you see in Islam, black or white, servant or a master, they all have and share the same rights. The United Nations Charter, made by the United Nations, also says the same thing. But does it apply it? Or does the veto comes into play? You see that, yeah, they say human being has the right to education. But then yet again, the same nations who signed this treaty that human beings should have education, they deprive education from certain nations. They deprive food from certain nations. They make certain nations constantly under war created by them. They sanction nations. Like they would make millions of people suffer, as we saw, for example, in Iraq and other countries, or Iran, and so on and so forth. We say, well, where is your human charter now? So you're saying one thing and you're applying another. So the definition of a human being from Islamic perspective and the United Nations perspective is completely different. Where Allah in Islam looks at a human being as equal, United Nations says no. If you're a Westerner, if you have, let's say, blonde hair, blue eyes, like it was said by the Ukrainian president recently, then you should have certain treatment. If you're from the Middle East, no, it's okay, we don't care about you. So, and this is just recent when the war between Russia and Ukraine happened, the whole world was up in roar for the Ukrainians. When hundreds and millions of people are being killed in the Middle East, no one cares. So the definition of human beings differs. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we said the concept of a human being is different from the Quranic perspective and from the United Nations Charter, where one looks at human beings as equal regardless of who they are, what their race might be, or the color of their eyes or skin, and others says no. So hundreds of thousands are being killed, or killed and being killed and suffering, and thousands are suffering in Yemen, and the whole world does not care. United Nations does not care. United Nations, in fact, they are supporting those who are killing them. They're supporting the Saudis, they're supporting the United Nations or America, they're supporting all the Europe countries who are providing the Saudis with weapons and safety and are not immunity. And they don't care, as if they are not human beings to them. While in Ukraine, it's a different story. The whole world is going upside down, trying to cry for the Ukrainians. When millions of people in China are in concentration camps and they can't even perform their daily prayers because they will be prosecuted and they're force-fed alcohol and pork, no one cares because they are not important. If this happens in America, for example, or in Europe, you will see a different story. So then when we look at a human being himself, the definition changes. And if the definition of a human being changes, obviously the law will change accordingly, where Islam says, no, a human being is always a human being. That's one. Two, we see there's a huge difference when we look at what is meant by a human dignity from an Islamic perspective or from a Western perspective, or at least from a human perspective, if we don't want to be more specific. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at a human being as this creature that he created with his own hand and has glorified, and he made so much for him. He created this entire universe for him. And the world says, yeah, maybe, but we don't care. We're just going to make a human being our toys. We're just going to keep them occupied. We're going to enslave them. We're going to take all of their rights. Those who we like, we might even kill. Those who we like, we keep. And so on and so forth. And, you know, sometimes a person cannot help but dwell into a conspiracy theory. You know, they're trying to keep... they say, well, we are overpopulated by, as Bill Gates says, that the world's overpopulated, so we need to get rid of a lot of people. So basically he's saying we need to kill a lot of people. I don't care how. You can send a pandemic and call it corona, or you can, I don't know, send bombs their way. As long as you kill people, that's the idea they're trying to push forward. They're taking away the human dignity. They're taking away the human life. So when it comes to the definition of a human dignity, it is quite different when it comes to the Islamic perspective and when it comes to the Western perspective. So sometimes we get to say that we need to look at how human rights are looked at and how is dignity looked at from an Islamic perspective and others, because clearly, if we can't get the definitions correct, then everything falls apart. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.